It is my great joy and privilege to share the Word of God with you this morning. I want to thank your wonderful Pastor Young. You have a wonderful pastor, anointed one, called by God. He has a special grace and love upon his life. You are privileged people to have such a wonderful pastor. And also, nice to see your associate pastor Tim, Kevin, and other elders. And all of them are God-given anointed pastors to this church. This church is a very special church with a special calling to reach this nation. The revival is going to come to this church in the near future. That is the heart of your pastor. And we must see a revival in our nation, in our community, in our churches. God bless you as you stand together with the vision of the church. Give yourself totally commitment and totally engage yourself in the church. Be a living partner of a church. You should not just come and sit and listen and go. You must participate in every part of the church and bring many souls to the kingdom of God. When you come to church, think about a soul, bring them with you, and they will be blessed. And that is why God has brought us over here this morning. We have a great church in India. Kindly pray for India. India needs a great revival. And churches are really growing. And we have our church starts early morning, 5 o'clock. Our service starts at 5 o'clock. How many of you would come at 5 o'clock? We have about 3,000, 4,000 people coming to the church at 5 o'clock early morning. I preach in my 5 o'clock service every Sunday without fail. So after that, we have 7 o'clock service. About 12 kilometers I have to go. And we have started a new place. 20 years we prayed. We bought the land of 30 acres. Your church also has anointing to buy lands and theaters and pubs and, you know, night clubs. You have a special anointing to buy those things. So don't leave that anointing. We have to buy all the pubs in Singapore. That is what God is doing. So it is possible, you know. In India, if it is possible in Singapore. You know, 30 acres of land in Chennai city is not possible, but we were praying. God really blessed us. It's not Western money. It's all Indian money. Hallelujah. God has blessed India. And we thank God. And we are building a 25,000-seater. It's a stadium type. And there will be... already there is 2-3 services are going on, each services. We have 5,000-seater, 2,000-seaters in that place. Now we are building 25,000-seater stadium type. God really blessed us. It's all the blessing of God. It's a grace of God. And we want your prayers. Shall we go to the Word of God? If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. My theme of my message is build your life on a strong foundation. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Jesus was teaching the people for a long time because he heard the grace of God upon his life. People were listening to the messages. Three chapters after he preaches all those things, and he told them, if you hear my words and practice my word, you are building on a strong foundation. Many times what happens to us is we come to church, we listen to messages, we don't practice it. After hearing message, we have to go and practice in our home, in our working places. One of my friends is a great preacher, well-known preacher. He preached a message. He always preaches with 7 points in his message. And also a lot of branches there. So he preached a message. Next Sunday he came and asked the congregation what was his message on last Sunday. Nobody said anything because everyone has forgotten. So after the service, he took his wife for lunch and asked his wife, honey, why didn't you tell my message? What was my message? She said, I was thinking and I was, you know, say something, but I've forgotten your message. But she finally asked, what was your message? You tell us. He said, I have forgotten. That is why I've been asking all people. That is the real truth. Even the preachers, they forget their messages on Sundays. We must practice the word. At least today onwards, you please listen to the word and keep the word into your heart and practice the word. Remember it in your cell meetings. I hope you all go to cell meetings in the weekdays and participate in that the small church in your locality. That's a very important thing that every church member must do. It's not Sunday service. That church must meet on the weekdays in your locality. You must be sharing the word with people, reaching your community. So, practice the word. That's the most important thing. If you read Matthew chapter 5, the first verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. What is the meaning of poor in spirit? Some people look like so humble, but they are not humble in their heart. Lot of egos inside. You know, you're all sitting so quietly, nicely, like angels of God. But, you know, I always tell a story. We are like, in India, in our language, Tamil language, they call cobra, poisonous snake, as good snake. Nalla pambu. Everyone say nalla pambu. Nalla pambu means good snake. It is not a good snake. It is a poisonous snake, terrible snake. Somebody goes near to the snake, it really, if bites you, you will be killed. Such a poisonous snake. But they call as a good snake. There is a point in it. Because it is good snake, it will be lying down like this. If no one goes near, it is a very good snake. But somebody goes near and disturbs that snake, it raises its head 3 foot high and it will bite you, you will die. The same way, in the church, we are all good people. Look at the husband and wife, how they are sitting without fighting with each other. But when they go home, on the way itself, they fight. They are like cobras in the home. But they are very good snake in the church. Dear people of God, you must practice. Poor in spirit is. Poor in money is a beggar. But in these recent days, beggars are not really poor. They have cell phone. They call the other beggar on the street, "Don't come to the street, I am begging on this street." See, this is the way now beggars are there. But real beggar begs every day, spends that money. The next day, with an empty bowl, he comes before people begging. The same way. You cannot live on your yesterday's anointing. You cannot live on yesterday's prayer. You cannot live on yesterday's reading of the word. Today, you need to have a fresh touch of God. You need to spend time with God. Shall we all lift our hand and pray? Lord, every one of us in this service must spend time with you on a daily basis. Receive a fresh anointing. Receive a fresh touch from heaven. Receive and worshiping God on a daily basis. Father, you have given us life, very short life, that we have to prepare to live with you for millions, millions, millions of years, billions of years. Father, that each and every one of the church members will spend time with you on a daily basis, that they will have a poor in spirit. We must become rich on an everyday basis. Father, give them a great grace in this hour. Everyone say amen. Say amen, amen. Secondly, verse 6, blessed those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness. For righteousness, I must live a righteous life. You must have a real thirst for that. Earnestly seeking. These days people thirst to see sports. Sports, seeing sports is not a sin. We need to have some relaxation, but do not tie up with that. Music is good, but you should not addicted to music, addicted to sports, addicted to phonography. People nowadays, even though they come to church, they have a cell phone with a lot of dirty, naked pictures. Most of the men are addicted to see the naked pictures. But they come to church, they worship God. Dear people, you should not be crazy after those things. You must love God. You must love righteousness. You must have a hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is why God has called you. That is why we come to church. God has called you out of the world. And God has selected you, chosen you to his own children. That is why we must have thirst and hunger for righteousness, for God, for the word of God. Thirdly, verse 8, blessed are the pure in the heart. They will see God. You must be pure in your heart. How to become pure in heart? Your conscience must be clean. If there is anything guilt in your conscience, immediately confess it to God. We are not perfect people. Nobody is perfect in this world. But you must be pure in your spirit. Confess it. mourn for your sin in your life. Don't mourn for anything. Mourn if you have committed any sin in your life. Overcome sin in your life. That's the most important thing. Don't take it easy. Grace will never cover your sin. Somebody preaches very wrongly these days. Grace is there. You can do anything. No law. We have greater standard in New Testament. You cannot even see a woman with a lustful eyes. You cannot get angry. If you get angry, you will go to hell. That's what Bible says in the New Testament. But you are getting angry with people, but never mourn for your sin. You are not pure in your heart. If you commit any sin against any person, you confess that sin before them and ask pardon from them, and you will become pure in your heart. If you commit any secret sin in your heart, confess it to God. He is ready to forgive you and change you. That is what you must have, a pure in heart. You know, verse 11 says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. People are insulting you, accusing you. People are saying all kinds of false things against you. If that is not happening in your life, you are on the side of Satan. If you really serve God, if you really live for God, you will be accused. My life, I have seen sometimes 100 SMS comes to me against me. What all I didn't do, they say I have done. You go to the YouTube, put my name, Mohan. You get all kinds of false things that people talk about me. One of the fellow put a website. Another fellow put half an hour videos on a YouTube. Sent to all people. My messages, sometimes people may see 30,000 or 3,000, 4,000. But this message, the false message, 8 lakhs people have seen it. People may say all kinds of evil things against you. That will not even shake one of your hair. You must rejoice over that. The government came against us, said you have bought the government land, you have cheated the government. They put it in the TVs, and the police came, all the TV cameras came and said these people have bought the government land. It's so many thousands of crores of rupees. It all came in the newspaper, came in the TVs and all those things. We are not ashamed of that, because we never bought that kind of a land. Everything's proper, documents were there. Finally, it went to the court. They said, declared, these people did not cheat the government. It is their land. Dear people of God, many times this kind of difficulties, insult that we go through, but rejoice. Your reward will be great in heaven. Be happy all the time. Don't be so serious, people. Be happy. Rejoice in the Lord at any cost. God bless you. Secondly, second point, build your family on a strong foundation. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, it says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Family life is chaos in these last days. Many divorces are happening. Before marriage, every person, when you are dating, they will say, I love you so much, even I will give my life for you before marriage. After marriage, they will take the life out of you. So people are really, their life, they are discouraged. They say to each other, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to marry somebody else. I should have married some other person, not you. All those things they talk. They are totally discouraged. They really do not know how to live with each other. Women are different, men are different. You must understand that. Men are totally different. They can't communicate continuously. Before marriage, they do. After marriage, somehow, it doesn't come. By the time I just met my wife on that marriage day itself, no dating, nothing. See, it is all living by faith. I met her on a marriage day. My pastor introduced, this is the girl. But I tell you, 51 long years that we live together. That doesn't mean we don't have any problem. I worked out my salvation. She worked out her salvation. We are happy. You don't work out other people's salvation. You work out your salvation. You will get angry. You will be upset. Don't complain about others. You see, look at your life. How you must change. That is the principle that you must follow. You cannot change your husband. Have you changed your husband? Never. You pray many times. He will be the same person. His personality, you cannot change. Have you changed your wife? No, she will be the same. You change yourself. You cannot change your mother-in-law. Never pray that she will die and go to hell or heaven. God will extend her life 15 more years. So that you will change. People are different. Three things that you must understand in marriage. One is, you must have knowledge. The knowledge must come from the Word of God, not from cinema. Cinema, the fellows will go around and singing songs and they get married and just divorce next day. Learn it from the Bible. How Sarah called her husband. How Sarah called her husband? Huh? No, you do not know. She called her husband Lord. You call your husband as Lord. Respect him. Many people are saying amen. Call your husband. Husband needs respect. Don't criticize him. Don't condemn him. Don't say all the times wrong words to him. If he drives his car, let him drive his car. Don't tell him, stop here, turn here, put the brake here. Don't say, respect him. He will be a wonderful person. So respect your husband. What is the wife's greatest need? Care and love. That is really needed. She doesn't need another dress. She has got all dresses in the cupboard, more than 100. She needs love. She needs care. That is what she needs. So you must know what is the needs of a husband, what is the needs of a wife. Both are different. Wife are multitask people. If they have a burner in the oven, four burners, they will cook different kinds of food without any problem. And also carry the child and control even the TV, doing all things together. But husband cannot do that. Husband's brain doesn't work west, north, sides and this thing. If you is phoning to somebody, don't tell anything to him because one side of the brain only works for the husband. If you tell him to buy paste or anything to buy from the shop, when he is phoning to somebody, don't tell him. If you tell him, he will never buy the things when he comes home. Wives are emotional people. Must understand that. They will cry. You ask them why they are crying, they themselves do not know why they cry. But they cry. They are emotional. Secondly, their life, if they are upset, they don't speak with you. Silent treatment. Even if you speak, they don't speak. It's a silent treatment they give. That's the time you don't get angry. Their moods changes often because the cycle that they go through in their life. Understand those things. If they are upset, they don't eat much, some. Some other ladies, that's the time they eat more. So understand all these things, very little things that you understand. Problems comes into the family. When the problem comes, husband, they don't take it into their mind. They put it in the file, keep it in the cupboard. They don't solve it. But wife wants to solve that problem. It's like a problem in the computer. If there is a problem in the computer, even if you switch off in that day, next day you open it, the problem is still there. The same way, wives always want to solve the problem. These are the areas that you have to really look into. Live a happy life. Don't fight all the time like dogs and cats. Receive the nature of Christ. Marriage is for that. You must die to yourself. Two things is essential. You must die to yourself first. Second, you must be connected with the head. You will be all right. These are the areas you have to be careful. Pray together and fulfill the vision of God for your family. Bring up your children well. They must serve God. These days, children are totally different. If you say come, they don't come. If you say go, they don't go. Eat, they say I'm not hungry today. In our days, my father, my mother asks us to come and eat. We must be there on the table. We must get up at 5 o'clock in our home to pray. These days, you cannot control your children. They have cell phones to play games all the time, addicted to that. Teach them what is important. Don't use the stick. They will use better stick for you. Have fellowship with them. You have to tell them why that you want to do these things. These are the things that you have to really understand these days of generation and build your home. Finally, build your church. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. I will build my church. Gates of hell will never prevail against it. Keys of the kingdom of heaven is given to your hand. You're coming to the church not to sit in the same chair, to break the chair. You're coming to church to build this church. How to build this church? You must become a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. You must become a prayer warrior for the church. You must pray for your pastors. You must pray for the pastor's family, because the target, the devil, Satan, target the pastors and their family. Lift your hand and pray and commit yourself to pray for the church on a daily basis. Pray for your pastors. Pray for the revival. That is the heart of a pastor. Why he has gone to Wales. He wants to see a great move again, as it on those days Wales revival must come back to this church. That is why he is investing his life there. The same way want to see a revival in this church. That is the heart that we must cooperate, every one of us. Commit your life so that you will see the grace of God in the church. Win souls for Christ. At least one soul before December. You just, in your own family, some people are not saved. Target them. Share the gospel with them. Bring them to the church. God will definitely meet them and change their life. This is what God wants to do, something in your life. Winning souls. That burden that you have in your heart to touch the lives of people. God has saved you. In my life, when I was 20 years old, I came to the meeting like this. One preacher was preaching. I tell you, the Holy Spirit came and touched my spirit. I ran to my home, knelt down before Jesus, confessed all my sins. God saved my life. I committed my life to ministry. My wife was a teacher. I told her to resign her job, come. We both were living without any support, but God, in his mercy, helped us. He really supported us. By faith we lived. God has really blessed us. The same way, many people must get saved in this church. You must bring new souls. For Christmas, before Christmas, at least one soul, you have to share the gospel. How many of you will do that? Please raise your hand. Say one. Show the number one. Please do that. Please do that. Everyone, please raise your hand. At least one soul. One soul. Take a decision. God will give you one soul. They will become a crown of your head, that you will rejoice that one soul saved. God bless you. God has given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven. God has given you the keys. He has not given us the kingdom of hell. God has never gave us the keys of hell to us. Because if we don't like any person, we send them to hell. But he has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven into your hand, so that you will build the church. We are called to build this church. Stay here at any cost. Pastors may come and pastors may go, but you stay strongly in the church. Build the church. It is His church. It is His glory in the church. Shall we all close our eyes? How many of you will commit that you will build a strong personal life? How many of you commit to yourself that you are going to build a strong family life? How many of you are committing today to build a strong church here? God has called you. How many of you want to commit today? Would you please raise your hand? Raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those who raise your hand, please stand to your feet. I want to pray with you. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Come forward just for 5 minutes. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward and pray. God will bless you. Come forward. With a sincere heart you come, God is going to bless your personal life, that you are going to live a beautiful life. God is going to give you a wonderful family. There are a lot of confusion, chaos, difficulties. Want to get rid of a family life, but God wants to bless your family. Come, come. God bless you. Open your heart and pray. God is blessing you. Open your heart. Speak in unknown tongue. The Lord is really with you, and great grace has come upon you.
You've just listened to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.